Piles, joined today by Ben Funky Askren, by Tyler, the Michigan Man Meisinger, and by my number one nemesis on this show today, Oliver Stone.
I'm taking personal offense to that.
Well, that's the thing. And honestly,
new nemesis on the block.
You've been referring to me as your number one nemesis for
I know.
A long time. I think it's so crazy for you to also have an even more number one nemesis.
But here's the thing. Ollie came in with this with wild energy today. He comes up the steps with his arms in the air, and Nikki, the producer, and I think, oh, Ollie's happy to see us. No, he starts yelling at me because I didn't answer my phone because
someone, I won't say who, went to the Dominican Republic and left all their things there and can't get in the 15th floor, and then wants to be mad at me because I didn't have my phone ringer on because I was in a conversation. And I'll just say, the Lord helps those who help themselves. Help yourself, Ollie. Let yourself in. Take care of your own business.
Ollie, did you leave your building pass in the Dominican Republic, or is Christian just speaking out of pocket right now? Is he going crazy?
Okay, so I left my car keys, my house keys, my badges to get into the building.
You actually did?
And my driver's license.
I thought I was going to be like actually defending you right now.
No, that's all in the Dominican Republic. See, and this is the problem with CP, is he's known that I've been going through this struggle. And instead of being there for me, he ignores my cries for help and just doesn't help me. And now,
man, Ollie, you shouldn't be talking about this because someone's going to know you left those things now, and they're going to hear you talking about them. They say, oh, I have these things. Now I know what they belong to. They're going to come to America and steal all your crap.
That's our number. Well, now they're definitely going to do that, Ben. You just gave them the whole game
plan.
You're
the one who said it.
That's a good
you
point.
You just said it on national radio.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to be all right because what happens is I've called the resort many times, two or three. Well, all right, two or three, not many, but two or three times to see if they have found my keys and maybe I can get them to send it back. And this is what happens each time. I call and somebody with an accent, a Dominican accent, says, Rio Republica. And I say, hi, I think I left my keys there. I think I left my car keys there. I was in room 302. Can you see if anybody found my keys? And then the person on the phone says, if you lost your key, just come down to the front desk. And I say, no, car key. And then they say, yeah, key, come down to the front desk. And I say, no, el automobile, el carro, automobile. I don't know Spanish.
Yeah.
I don't know Spanish. And then
it's el carro.
And then twice the person goes, okay, let me get somebody to help. And then they put me on hold, and then it hangs up.
That's what's up.
So,
sounds like you stayed at a great place.
It was a good time, but the customer service is a little bit off. Also, I lost my keys. It's on me. I have to go to the office manager, get my new badges. You're right.
You know, if I was down there, I probably would have just stole your key card for Flo, and I would have just sold that for a place for some people to stay.
Yeah, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Ollie.
Yeah.
In what scenario did you think I might need my work badge here on this bachelor party trip?
Okay, so I've heard that critique a lot, and this was a special situation.
There's probably a reason for that.
There's a special situation in that I was traveling with friends that also live in the Austin area. So I drive to my friend's place, leave my car there. We take an Uber from there to the airport.
Okay.
Gotcha. But why didn't it stay in the car? I don't understand.
Yeah.
The keys? The put the keys in the car?
You can't.
No, your work pass.
Well, it's attached.
All one unit.
Yeah, it's all attached
unit.
To the keys. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no technology that exists to separate them. And see, here's the real thing. Here's the real
impossible.
Thing.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
There's a reason why it's connected, but go ahead.
And so Ollie is my number one nemesis for a lot of reasons. So if you know, when we moved in here to this new place, I said, hey, Ollie was my first guy I asked. I said, Ollie, you want to come in? You want to sit at this little situation? He was. It was great. And then the next week, he's like, oh, I got a big presentation. Okay, that takes the entire week. He can't come there. And then he goes to the Dominican Republic. And now Tyler
did a lot of that.
Has weaseled himself in. And now he's getting all this outside love. And so now, you know what? Now I have two of my nemeses on this show at all times.
I didn't know you guys were ever even nemesi.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole backstory there.
Yeah, there's a big backstory. I don't know if we have time for it
today. No, we don't. We don't. We haven't even talked about wrestling yet. And some of you, you're getting a little bonus FRL because we had a hot mic situation a couple minutes before the show.
Mm-hmm.
These happen. This is nothing new for Flow
Luckily,
Wrestling.
Luckily, they didn't hear those secrets I was telling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, about the Mitchell versus Keegan matches and how they went. He was
dropping some
quadruple overtime rideouts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so... Listen, JD normally does a great job of – well, normally our Thursday shows are, like, all about the pick-ems and the upcoming matches. But this is the first time in a long time we don't have that. And now this is the first time in a long time I don't have a laptop in front of me, and I have to trust this guy, which is a huge problem.
We can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want. It's, like, past, 10 o'clock at the Haunted Mansion. You can say whatever you want.
So much room for activities.
Let's go.
So – I kind of wanted to talk about a little more Carter Storace stuff where...
Wait, allocations are today? We should have held the show till after that comes out.
Well, I mean, it's just like a number. It's like, we're going to really spend that much time talking about Big Ten got eight guys at 133?
I think the Big Ten's going to be lower than they have been in the past
I do
years,
too.
For sure.
As I was looking through the conference rankings and Big Ten rankings, it feels like there's like four or five at every single weight. You're like, this is... Not good.
Yeah.
Whereas in years past, there's at least one weight where you're like, there's 11 ranked guys. There's 10 ranked guys in this guy. Yes. There's like no weights like that this year.
They don't have any like that this year.
No, none, which is rare. And Ben's been talking about this for the majority of the season, that the bottom of the Big Ten is larger and worse than usual.
Yes.
Less
maybe 125. How many ranked 125s do they have? That would be like my biggest guess.
I think there's probably a lot. I think there's like 10 or so of that one.
That's a good amount.
I can't. That is a lot.
I can pull that up.
That is.
Well, let me see.
Yeah, I can't pull nothing.
Oh, no, you guys got. Hold on. If I scroll down, nah. Well, number 10 is Michael Spangler from Indiana. I can't imagine he's ranked.
No.
So number 9, Dean Peterson's probably your last ranked person.
Yep. That's about right.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fun weight. But 41's going to be a really fun weight at Big 10s and Big 12s, honestly. All right. Well, I was going to talk.
You have a bunch of best conference weights. You want to talk about some of these?
Well, I was just kind of pasting some in there.
Yeah, I'm scrolling through them now. Well, actually, 141 is the weight for the Big 10 because they have 12 ranked guys here. The only two not ranked are Latini and McLean.
He's got to name those guys, not the ranked guys.
Well, it's much easier. On one case, I would have named 12. On another case, I'd have to name 2.
That's true. It was an efficient choice, and I can't blame you for that. So, 41's going to be crazy. And it's like it's not only really deep, but has
top
a lot
heavy.
Extremely top heavy. Could be national finals matches in there. You've got Brock Hardy's like the 4 or 5?
Or
Bo Bartlett, Real Woods, Sergio Limley, Brock
Jesse
Hardy,
Mendes.
Jesse Mendez. That's ferocious.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
Is that the best single conference weight?
That's probably the best one.
I would say,
deepest, probably.
I mean, 65 at Big 12 is really good.
That's good, yeah.
With Keegan and Carr.
A little bit top heavy.
Carr's back up to number 2. Yeah. Because
they have Lesnick and they have Petruzzulli and they have West Virginia. There's kind of a handful of guys who are scrappy.
Who's Petruzzulli?
And who's West Virginia?
He's like West Virginia's Peyton Hall. He's ranked top 10. Petruzzulli is he's not that far down. Let me see.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
He's 14. Okay. Christian, I thought you guys knew all the ranked people.
No.
Well, I was just—I didn't know anybody named West Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a great song. Sometimes I just ride around my car and listen to it.
Oh, Country Roads.
Don't get Christian started about that.
Yeah, don't get him going.
Well, there's nothing.
What? It's a great song, Christian.
It's a fantastic song.
Yeah, it's a controversial take. Go ahead.
I was raised in a John.
Oh, I think I remember that.
In a John Denver household. Well, it's not really a. It's not a take. It's just a. It's just
wasn't it? Virginia is only supposed to be one state or something. Is that the take?
Well, it's just about Virginia. That song's about Virginia. And that's okay.
Oh, Western Virginia, not West Virginia.
Yeah, Christian thinks it's about Western Virginia and not about the state of West.
Only because the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Shenandoah River are primarily.
Get over yourself.
I do. I remember Christian telling us this before. I remember this now.
I didn't want to bring it up, and I had no intentions of bringing it up.
Bracky doesn't like when he brings it up.
Yeah, because it's kind of. Never mind. You know what? I love West Virginia.
How could anyone love West Virginia? That's what you're saying, essentially.
No, I love West Virginia, mm-hmm. but I'm just appropriately applying credit to what he was singing about, mm-hmm. which is, I think, what John Denver would have wanted right now.
You only love West Virginia if you smoke meth.
First of all, I think that's a wild generalization, Ben.
I think Virginia takes offense to that because they have plenty of meth, unfortunately. And
Virginia feels slighted. The Virginia meth.
Yeah, scene. Yeah. One of my best wrestlers. His parents were meth. Did time for selling meth.
No.
This is an incredible kid. Too.
Is it Mongoose?
No.
Mongoose. Yes.
This kid was freaking awesome. He's one of my favorite kids ever coached. Anyway.
Will whoever wins the Big Ten at 125 be the one seed at NCAAs?
Well, let's think. Big 12, ACC, yep. Good chance.
Probably. Is there any way Stan should get in there now? Because he just lost to Figueroa. So probably unlikely?
I think it's unlikely. He can only really beat Unger and like whoever Penn is using Gallagher, so he can't get that many great wins. He'd have a hard time, I think.
Who would be your pick to win that?
To win what?
125 Big Tens.
Ramos.
Clearly, huh?
Well, it's yes, clearly, but not with confidence. If you get what I'm saying, like he is to me obviously the best choice. Based on the season and history, but he's obviously also very vulnerable. He was my, as of like, I forget when I made that video, like December, but when I did like all my kind of revised NCAA champion picks, he was my pick then, and he's been number one basically since that time. So yeah, I would pick him to win this conference. But if he doesn't, it's not remotely surprising.
Yeah.
He's gonna have a tough quarter, tough semi, and a tough final, and they're all gonna be in the margins. But he has the most offense, I think, of Maybe Caleb Smith and maybe Pat McKee, but I think he's like the best complete package still. But it's not with a lot of confidence, obviously.
I mean, we know how 125's been going this year, so I don't think anything's going
to happen. Every 4th night, I wake up at like 3:30. And when I wake up, yeah.
It's a nightmare about 125. I'm in a cold sweat. Like, what's gonna happen?
And he says it's just at like 1:30, wake up, but it's like, actually at 1:25 is when the nightmare starts.
Yeah, I wake up and I'm like, Camacho. But no, I do just wake up, and then so once I'm one of these people that once I'm awake, I'm up. So then I just get up and come in here, and so I wanted to look at because I feel like this season.
Ollie is making a stink face because he's confused that he doesn't believe you.
I believe you, but what time do you come into here sometimes?
I mean, I've been here before 5 before. I think it was 5 something.
Check there's the been, logs, Ollie. There's I don't been, know if we can believe it.
There's been mornings I've woken up at like 7:30 and it'll say Tristan will share videos for me to upload at like 6 a.m. He'll share them with us. So I do believe that he shows up very early sometimes. Yeah.
Some people could say that's overbearing, but hey, I mean, I'm not on the work. He's not saying
upload this immediately.
Work message is 6 a.m. Either way, keep going.
It's not a work message. It's not like I'm calling him or texting him. I'm sharing a document with him that he'll see when he checks his email.
That is the annoying thing because sometimes I got your back on this one, Christian. Sometimes I'll have like a thought and I'll want to convey it to someone. But it sucks because it's like, well, I don't need an answer. I just need to get it off my brain. So I'm not thinking about it. So I'm going to send it to you. I don't need an answer right now. Yeah. I realize it's Friday at 10 or whatever awkward time it is. But I just want to get it out of my brain. That's it.
Here's my thoughts on this, Ben, because I'm passionate about it. You are responsible for what you are reading and taking in. If you have your phone on and you're reading it, if your ringer's on, you're reading it, then that's on you. I'm sending it when I send it. Fair. It's up to you to manage your time however you want to manage it and read things when you want to read it. Obviously, I'm not saying upload this at 6 a.m. I'm sharing it with you. And maybe this is a content marketing difference that we're just unpacking.
I don't see. You don't have to go there. And
well, I don't know.
You don't have to go there making a war between departments here.
Ben's right? a content man. Tyler's a content man.
We don't have to do that.
Yeah. Nikki's a content man. I'm just. I don't know. I'm just. Maybe it's a Long Island thing.
Look, all I know is
union. Oh, union guys.
This on the drive in this morning because I don't have my car keys because I left them in the Dominican Republic. Tyler couldn't stop complaining about how much of an overbearing coworker you are. So I was just trying to help them out. But on to the next wrestling.
I have my reasons. I agree.
But so, no, I mean, I pretty much agree with Christian there. It's like I don't take my phone to the bedroom, for example. So like 9 o'clock, whatever, I leave my phone wherever I leave it, and I'm not going to look at it again until the morning. So if someone wanted to get in contact with me, they would not be able to do so. So yeah, if you think, hey, I'm out, then you're out. And if someone needs to text you, I love when I wake up and there's a whole bunch of messages and it's like, oh, sweet, you know, and have a bunch of things to respond to.
Get caught up. It's great.
Yeah. Right, anyways, why did you wake up? What were you saying?
Oh yeah.
Started this whole
thing. So I got up and I was like,
bad dreams.
So I did not have a bad dream. I just, yeah. Anyway, I got here and I was like, you know, it's been such a crazy season. I wanted to look at our preseason top 10 and our current top 10 and sort of compare them. And here's what I want a rapid fire answer to this question to Ben. We'll just do Ben. We can do you guys, but wait.
Forget them.
But forget them. How many preseason number ones are still the current number ones? Don't look. Go. How many?
Four.
Six.
Eight. So
really?
Eight of ten eight. Are still number one. Now, Ramos had the God bless the broken road type of situation, but he got back.
Okay, because
that doesn't count. Yeah.
It counts.
Ridge shouldn't be the number one. He just lost.
He's still number one because
It does make sense.
He beat Henson. Parco has a loss to Henson and Ty Whalen this year. And so Ridge remains. Now, there's,
I'll tell you what I thought. So I thought 25, 33, 41, 49 is actually what I thought in my head. That's why I guess six, because obviously, like in those upper weights, those have not changed. Keegan, Carter, Parker, Aaron, Greg, none of those guys have lost at all.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's way.
Oh, Levi. Levi hasn't lost either.
So 33 and 41 are the only ones?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Wait, but how many is it a 25 situation? How many is it a 25 situation where
I think only 25.
The number one lost and then regained number one. Only 25 is like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because 65 up.
57 and up.
Or 57
never lost.
Up Levi hasn't won. Are undefeated. Mm. And Ridge lost but remained. So you wouldn't have expected that, but
no. You would not have.
Some of the weights, I mean, Tyler has it, but because I don't have it in front of me. Some of the weights only had, like, I think 197 only has, like, two changes from who was started in the top 10.
And, I scrolled down.
And to who come in, like, I think Steve.
Yeah, but 25, which is should be obvious, it has seven. 33 has five. Let's see, other big ones.
I totaled
five
them
at
49.
Which preseason rankings did you use? Because we have a lot of preseason.
I used the last preseason ranking, so the October 27th. Yep.
Yeah.
So, pretty incredible amount of change.
Mm-hmm.
But not as much as you think at the top. But a lot of weights had. Now there's a lot of injury stuff. Like you had Shane Van Ness, Carson Hartsla, a couple other really tough guys that are out this season with injury. But I had some. There's been a lot of Sturaci talk since Sunday. You know what? I thought he was messing with me.
Yeah, this is don't.
This is bad. No, I have.
This is bad.
This is bad.
This is bad.
So he sees in the doc. He's like, Sturaci scenarios.
When you say he, you're talking about Oliver.
I'm talking about Oliver.
I'm gonna get dunked on so
Jerry
hard like right now.
Stone. I don't know his middle name.
You just call me Jerry.
Jerry.
I'm not mad at Jerry. It's not my middle name. It's Scott after my father. But go ahead.
Scott, the man who calls you Bear.
Yes, sir.
So he comes in. He's like, Sturaci scenario. He's like, what do you mean? Like, what? Is he buying a car? What's he doing? I was like, well, I mean, I thought he was like dunking on the idea to have a show where we talk a little bit about car Sturaci scenarios.
Mm-mm.
Turns out Ollie had no idea that Carter got injured at all. So
what?
He had no idea. I don't even. I'll just stop right there.
There's no excuses. See, but this is how I think about it sometimes. When I'm about to come onto the show, I have a thought of like, hey, I should get caught up. I've been so in grind mode and Dominican Republic mode. I've been in a little bit out of wrestling mode.
Different kind of grind.
Different. I'm not going to get into that. But then I think, well, there's other. Wait. Just, here, this is. I do this for the show. I say there's people out there who aren't tuned in to the wrestling world, and they're coming here to learn.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to represent those people and ask the questions for them.
Yeah. I actually disagree. I mean, listen, thank you, Mr. Funny Man. they are coming here because they love wrestling. They're not just showing up and saying, "What's wrestling? What's the takedown? How do you score 2 points?"
All right, I think there's a little bit in between not knowing what a takedown is, and then
you're getting called a casual by the chat.
Casual, you got to.
I'm not you
casual.
Know what?
Yes, he's a casual.
I have to take it.
Man, that was always the worst. You guys remember when ESPN always, every NCAA champion explained what a takedown was and how to score points?
Yeah.
And it was just, it felt so demeaning as a wrestling fan to watch that.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
But in, here in 2024,
I valued it.
Oh my God. Shut up.
I mean, I found it informational and educational.
Here in 2024, we're still trying to learn what a takedown is.
I mean,
some of these matches.
Do they still have it on there? I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't know.
They do?
Oh, no, I don't know.
They're fired.
They're fired. Okay.
What do you want to talk about with Carter?
Well, so my I think there's a couple questions. Let's operate under the assumption that, because, you know, for the sake of the show, for this segment at least, that Carter's injured in a way that he's farly removed from his normal performance. Who do you think can or would win this weight class, if that's the case, Ben?
Peyton Mocco.
Come on. Stop.
What?
Stop.
You stop.
No one you that stop. Loses to Braden Thompson can win NCAAs this year. That's a rule for the season. Off day.
That's a rule?
It's a rule of wrestling.
Why do you hate Braden Thompson?
I don't.
He doesn't. He didn't make the rules. He just enforces
them. Yeah, I'm just enforcing. You know. No. No.
Relax. All right. Relax. Piles over there getting all uptight and whatnot.
Sorry.
I would probably pick Makai.
All right, here's some dark horses.
They're all dark horses after that.
I think Rocco Welsh could win NC2A wrestling title.
But he could also not place, potentially.
Well, that's true, I guess.
That's not a good.
Well, he had a couple. Who is blanking now? I'm going to look it up.
I don't agree. I think he's going to place. I really do. I think he's that guy.
Listen, if you're saying bet on place or not, I'm betting on placing. He lost to
Shane Griffith.
Oh, he doesn't have any bad. I thought there was one bad loss, but there was not. It's Ed Ruth, Shane Griffith, and Carter Shiraki are his losses. So I retract my statement. And I do think he's more likely to place than not place.
He also lost to Simon Ruiz.
No, medical forfeit. Doesn't count.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Wrestle stat.
Well, I don't know if the match started. I'm not sure.
Yeah. That's a good point.
He did have an overtime over Simon Ruiz, though.
Okay. Dang.
So I think he's interesting. I think DeVos from South Dakota State is super.
It's crazy to me you haven't said Shane Griffith's name yet.
I'm getting to it.
Nah, he's over the hill.
Are you joking? He beat Rocco Welsh.
I'm not joking. You stop.
Ben is
No.
So
I want him to fight it out. Fight it out.
I kicked him off national title Challenger Island in freaking October, and I'm not backing down.
What about when he majored Patrick Kennedy?
Wait. I'm digging this beef right now, so I want to get into it. What was the final straw in kicking him off Champion Contender Island, Ben?
He had, with all due respect, he had went from first place to second place to fifth place. That's not a good progression. That's a downward progression. And
in the toughest weight class.
Okay, and I don't know we've had anyone who has had a better 6 year than they just like jumped levels. That just hasn't happened, right? And to be specific, I put Carter Shiraki on his own island. I put him on his own island, and I said Shane Griffith is not welcome on that island.
So he's on the same island as Makai.
That is a good point, because if Sriracha Island now is no longer an island,
might be getting inundated with water or something.
Mm-hmm. May I make a point?
That's what I was waiting for. Now,
only if
you fight for your Michigan,
you're telling me I'm right because he lost to Lorenzo Norman.
Well,
that's it.
The only thing I was going to say was since he did have a tough Cliff Keen, where he lost to Lorenzo Norman, then he forfeited. But since then, he's beat, in our rankings, number 4 Kid DeVos, number 5 Overdone. Patrick Kennedy, and Rocco Welsh, who you were just talking about, you think might win
and,
a national title.
And he had a 2-1 ride out win over a 157-pounder. Don't forget that one.
He had the flu. He actually did.
Also, Bear Claw's not a 57-pounder. He's a 65.
God, come on, man. What's his last
fight? And Bear Claw's tough, man. Bear Claw beat...
Yeah, Bear Claw's really good.
Bear Claw is tough.
Yeah.
I know, you guys. Well, here, let's have some fun here.
Hey, here's what I'll say. Ben, I will say this. So, does Griffith have the best wins at the weight? Take out the losses. I'm just saying. Has he beaten the best guy?
Who's Makai beat this year?
Harchla.
You know, I forgot that Makai, I forgot that Shane beat Pat Kennedy so bad. And now Kennedy's been actually looking good.
Really?
You know, remember Kennedy started out, he got drilled by someone early. I keep forgetting who it was.
In Contreras.
Like, oof.
In Contreras.
Contreras. He got majored, I think.
It was everyone said he was coming off this injury and even had a procedure and was totally off the mat and was just gutting it out. And everything that's happened close to that time and since has suggest that's exactly what was going on, because he's been been getting better as time. Now Griffith still put it on him. Now they put him under Shane Griffith for some reason.
Bad idea.
Not good idea.
I think everyone should keep doing that.
Personally,
he's really good on top. But I think Griffith has the best.
I mean, seriously, does Shane Griffith have more rideouts than anyone, Christian? He's had a bunch of rideout wins.
He's really good. Yeah, I mean, it's his thing. What's one of his things?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Griffith has to be considered a title contender if Sriracha is.
Well, if you kind of look at it through a college football playoff lens,
which we always do,
he might be number one.
Yeah.
Why?
Why would he? It's a very similar situation in the college football playoff, is where like FSU didn't make it because he's hurt. So now like I kind of look at that as Sriracha, but he now has the best wins in place. You know what I'm saying? So kind of like how even though Texas made it with a bad loss, it's because they had the best one in the country beating Alabama. So that's what inspired me to say that.
Right on.
Maybe I know what we could do. I know what you could do, Tyler.
Okay.
To inspire Shane Griffith. I got it. You could just tell Michigan's considering dropping their program.
That's true. Good point. Good point.
Just get them all fired up.
I can see Sean sitting down.
Just lying to him.
Sean's just head in hand. He's like, Shane, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, Shane. I just got a call from the president, Joe Biden, and he said they're dropping Michigan wrestling. It's horrible. Shane, what would you do in this situation?
Oh, you know what I have to do.
It might work.
It might work. That might be the strategy. Work.
Yeah.
You just have to get the rest of the school and wrestling team and his family.
Honestly, the country to kind of buy in.
You got to get them along with it.
Let's start a Save Michigan Wrestling.
Tyler's going to wear the shirt on the show Monday.
Start a Save Michigan Wrestling GoFundMe.
That's good, man.
That would be good. Get that going. All right. Well, these are just ideas. Listen, there's more than one way to you know, coach wrestling. That's what Ben's taught to the youth wrestlers of America. And we're thinking outside the box as well. Here's another here's another scenario for Carter. All right. So we got the injury thing. Okay. And for all we know, also, I want to say this. I've been saying this, but for all we know, he's going to wrestle and win Big Tens and win NCAAs, and it's going to be totally fine.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I feel like that's the most likely scenario. I feel like that is the most likely scenario right now.
Okay, that's literally what I was going to ask next, is like, what do you guys think the chances are of him actually coming back and competing at a similar level to what he's at after what you saw from his injury? Because to me, that looked like a serious injury to me. What do I know, though?
I think the question is, does he finish the Big Tens? Sorry, Ben.
Oh, no. I mean, I just think even if I think he had quite a bit of what's the like air gap between him and the field where mm-hmm. he can come back down a little bit and still win.
Yeah. It's been a weird year because he was like sick for a month and had some kind of closer matches than we expected. Yeah. He had the close, got hit for stalling against Welsh, got hit for stalling against Kennedy, a little uncharacteristic, very uncharacteristic.
But did those guys ever even take him down? I don't think anyone took him down.
No.
Kennedy got close.
Yes. And then he did a crazy, right? crazy counter. And then he ended up scoring. But no, I don't think he's been taken down this year. Maybe he has, but.
So do you guys think it's more of a thing of Starace's just so good that he can still win with this injury? But do you guys think this looks like a serious injury to me? So
yeah, I agree.
It looks like something in his knee got torn up. So I don't know too many people.
My alarm's going off for something. I'm sorry, guys. Give me 30 seconds.
All right, we're going to stop the show.
All right. What was I saying?
Ben is so bougie. He has actual fire drills in his home.
That is kind of nuts. I didn't see that coming. Yeah. I was trying to stay professional and talk through whatever the noise was, but I see there could be a possible fire situation.
Ozzy probably did something, if we're being honest.
Yeah. No.
This has
that's a good point.
Ozzy, there's a home invader.
It is broken to the wrong.
They're screwed. I remember it was funny. We were walking on the. We were in Austin after we did FRL one. Oh, y'all were with us.
Yeah, I was there.
And then that this cop comes up to us and he's like, ah, it's not actually the best area. So like, be careful. And now I was like, we're
this guy.
I was like, we're with Ben. He's like, oh yeah. I was like, what am I talking about? Like if you go anywhere with Ben, it's just like, all right, let's.
You're mostly okay.
What I was also going to say is like you just got to be ready to like take a lot of pictures of Ben Askren with random people.
Oh yeah.
And then but then the cop's like, yeah, this is not the best area if you keep going down this way. I'm like, well, we're with Ben, and he's like, yeah. Oh yeah, what am I talking about?
The YouTube chat thinks that that's your bladder alarm, Ben.
Was that your bladder alarm?
It really wasn't. You guys couldn't hear that?
It wasn't. No, we definitely super loud, but we heard it.
Yeah, so my daughter's home sick and upstairs, aww, and we put the alarm on, and then it went off, and I ran upstairs, and she's sitting on the couch. I'm like, why'd the alarm go off? And then she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, who turned it off? And she said, I don't know. And I'm like, so no one's here? So I have no idea what happened.
Dang.
Well, I like your dedication to the podcast.
Where yeah.
You have a possible home intruder, and you're leaving your daughter to handle it, but either way.
She said, there, no big deal.
I might have given it another minute of a look around.
I might have looked around for a bit.
Quick perimeter sweep.
We got a show to do, so I respect the dedication, man.
He's like, sorry, hon, I'm on the clock.
Yeah.
I like it. Podcast comes first. So, yeah, I'll you keep asking a question. I guess
my thing is, do we think it's just going to be, like, there's not too many people other than Spencer Lee that goes and wins national championship without ACLs. So were you just putting Starace and no ACL needed to win a national championship?
Well, how do we know it's an ACL? My guess is not ACL. My guess is sometimes sprain, LCL. He won't be 100%, but he'll be good enough to win. That's my guess. Maybe a meniscus.
Why do you think sprain over a tear?
Because when the knee turns to the outside like that, most of the time it's either the meniscus or the LCL.
But you're going with
sprain. Hopefully I'm getting that right. Which LCL is the one on the outside, not the inside, correct?
I don't know. What am I?
The way his knee was,
well,
it would have torn whatever was on the outside.
I believe
the ACL is on the outside.
Anterior.
No, the ACL is on the middle.
I'm an orthopedic surgeon.
I think we're getting too lost in which tendon it was. My point is, to me, knee gets torn or torqued in a weird angle. He gets carried off the mat. I'm getting more of a tear vibe. What do I know? Again, I don't like to speculate.
He just found out an hour ago. He was in
there. But I watched the clip, and to me, I'm just asking why you think it's sprain rather than tear. That's all. I'm trying to get information.
Because sprains happen, and they hurt bad also. So I think that's probably the most likely.
Okay.
LCL is on the outside. I was correct. ACL is in the middle. I'm looking at a diagram right now.
Anterior sounds like it'll be on the outside of something.
I don't know.
The year Nolf won it, the year that he and Kemmerer both defaulted out of Big Tens, what was wrong with him? That was a knee thing, right?
Yeah, knee thing.
That was LCL, I believe.
Yes. It wasn't ACL.
Mm-hmm.
He freaking But he wrestled two matches. So that'll be the ultimate thing. What we see Carter do at Big Tens will tell us a lot. If he doesn't, if he does not wrestle a match, high level concern. If he wrestles a couple of matches and then forfeits out, we'll have plenty of information just based on how he wrestles. Obviously, if he wrestles the full thing, you know, he's probably fine because it's it's not, the seed is not super relevant to him. You know, he's not gonna battle through it so he can get a one seed or whatever. But if he does forfeit out, it will knock him, likely knock him from the one seed. And how far down he
hey,
goes.
I got a question.
Okay.
Off Carter, but similar one to our four-timer, Aaron Brooks. I think there was a chat question, not a chat, I'm sorry, a Twitter question, but it made me think a lot about this. It said, are we not giving Trent Hydeley a good enough chance, given the fact that he is, and I'm putting, this is some editorialization, 22-0 with an 86% bonus. He had a great, did a great job at the Bill Farrell, and has traditionally wrestled Aaron Brooks pretty tough. Are we not giving him enough of a chance?
Well, I've said, I mean, I've talked a lot about Trent in this potential matchup that I think he's far and away the guy with the best shot to beat him. He's proven to be, we've talked about how he's proven to be a tough matchup in years past for Aaron, overtime matches and really close matches. Last year was their most lopsided meeting. But yeah, I think 100% it's Trent, it's Aaron, and then kind of everyone else at that weight. Or it's Aaron, then Trent, then everyone else, I guess would be a better way to put it. So I feel like this show's been giving Trent his flowers for how great he's been this year, personally.
Yeah, I kind of didn't realize. He's got 12 tech falls in 22 matches. I mean, he's just been smashing dudes.
He's been really good. I think it's, I mean, it's not a secret that not cutting a lot of weight is helpful. And for a guy who wrestles as explosively and powerfully as he does, it's interesting. Yes. I'll say this. I don't know. I would not pick him to win that match, but I think we're going to see a more competitive match than we did last year at NCAAs. I think it's going to be really tight, very tight. And it's why I coming into the year and the last time I did that video, I said that Carter was my number one most likely to win just because he doesn't have a contender like Trent Hydeley does for Aaron. Here's a question, Ben, as a Hodge voter, a two-time Hodge voter.
Okay.
Let's say Carter forfeits out, he's injured, but then he rolls up and he wins NCAAs, and it's really impressive and inspiring, and we know he's and we learned the extent of his injury. Would you still consider him for a Hodge Trophy vote?
Well, I think that depends a lot on how other people do. So you have 97, right? Whoever wins that, both Aaron and Trent have amazing stats.
Parker.
So whoever wins that is in consideration. Parker has amazing stats. If he steamrolls everyone, Keegan and Mitchell at 65, both have amazing stats. So there, I think there's a bunch of other contenders at this point. So I guess we'll just have to see how it shakes out because I don't think there's like, oh, this is the guy right now. I don't think we have that.
Well, here's my question. Yeah, we don't. Carter is number one in our current Hodge rankings. I guess, well, here's the question. It's hypothetical. So you assume Aaron wins about how he's been winning. Assume Keegan wins about how he's been winning. Parker wins about how he's been winning. And also just go along with the fact that Carter's in first, albeit narrowly. If he takes two injury defaults but then wins NCAAs, do you ding him for those injury default losses?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't think that's wrong necessarily.
Because even in that case when he wins, you're gonna have four people whose statistics are very similar to each other, right? In the fact that they're all undefeated, they all have a really high bonus rate, and then you start looking, okay, well, how do we separate these people? And you know, if one of them took two injury default losses, which is on the record, I think you just wipe them and you say, okay, now we have three left, and then, you know, start trying to go through the three.
Yeah. Hodge can be funny because now I'm glad I like talking about it. It's fun. It's a great award.
Yes.
But last year we probably never ever said the words Mason Paris Hodge Trophy. And then he ended up being the clear front runner.
Yeah.
The clear winner that year.
Yeah, that was because everyone just thought, Spencer. Hey, Spencer's going for four. Spencer's a bonus machine. It's going to obviously be him. We don't really need to talk about it all that much. Yeah. And then, you know, he lost and it was up for grabs.
Honestly, it makes me think we should talk about more in the depth of it a little more. Because someone like Parker is really interesting because he has been among the more dominant. His, like, overall dominant score.
Yeah, I think he's got, like, almost a 90% bonus right now.
Yeah, I think his dominant score is, like, one of the highest. I pasted it in there, but it's up there for sure.
I was going to ask you, Ben, if you had to vote for one AWA guy, who would you vote for? But then I realized you have two votes, so you could – are you allowed to split them?
Oh, baby. Yeah. Yes, I am, yeah.
Oh, he did it.
That's why people blame me. They blame you did. Me.
Oh, yeah.
Did that?
He split the Spencer Gable year. He's the reason we had a double hodge.
And then they threw away all the second and third place votes. And they said they don't count anymore.
Wait,
that
Ben.
That was robbery by Win Magazine. That made me slightly ashamed to be a Hodge Award winner, that they didn't just tally all the votes. They said, hey, we have first place votes tied, and we're just going to end at that. And listen, there's multiple ballots where it wasn't that year, but previous years where I had just written the first place winner in and then sent it in and ignored 2, 3, and 4. And they said, no, you must fill in 2, 3, and 4. And then the one year they say, well, actually, we're not counting 2, 3, and 4, despite the fact that we generally make you fill them in as a mandatory field.
Yeah. Oliver.
So Ben, it sounds like you have an issue that they did what they did with the co-Hodge.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
But you're the reason.
Okay, so I have the right to do whatever I want with my votes. And they like don't have the right.
It sounds like the perfect scenario played out for you.
Yeah.
No, they don't have the right to just change the rules in the middle of the contest.
Yeah.
There was no rule prior to them awarding that thing that only the first place votes counted. That wasn't the rule. They just made the rule up because they wanted to have a specific outcome.
So, Ben, you took one vote. You voted for Gable.
Yes.
And then correct. The other vote for Spencer, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they both won the Hodge. So sounds correct. Like you got your way.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. 100%. Because he believed both of them were the best.
If I would have known this shenanigans was going to happen, I would have put it both for one side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
That's his take.
Yeah.
Okay. excuse me.
You okay? God bless you.
I'm good. That was a cough.
All right.
Should we talk?
Parker's at 86. Keegan, is Keegan at 80? What's he at? 80 something? Something to that effect. I'll look it up.
Should
don't worry.
It should be on there.
Oh, sorry. What were you saying? What were you saying? I wasn't paying attention.
He's literally looking over
Keegan's
to the left.
At 81. Only 81. What a slacker.
Tyler's looking You're over to the percentage? Left. There's nothing over there.
I look at.
There's
doing?
Nothing. There's nothing
what
to
are you
look
looking at.
Tyler? There's nothing. Nobody. It's a dark abyss. We just need a camera on that part. Yeah, we're gonna turn it around.
What were you thinking?
This is what look. This is what you're gonna see. What Tyler was looking at.
Nikki's doing me so dirty
What's
with
he
this
doing?
Camera.
Look at, that's what he was looking at. This is Tyler cam. So if you
what
ever
if
wondering,
there was
where
like
he's
something
looking?
Creeping around in there, and he was just keeping you guys safe.
What is this?
Well, that's
alien
what
hour?
I ask. What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about. It sounded like we were moving on topics, and I was brainstorming what topics to bring up.
Yeah,
I had to like stare off into the distance.
Good reason.
To think about
it's a good
that.
Reason. He was focused on the show, and he was yeah. trying to come
we
up.
We actually
with a topic. I respect that.
No, one thing I think we should talk about before we forget is hand brackets.
Yes.
We only have two ways to qualify for American men's freestyle, 57-65. And from looking at the bracket, you guys can all tell me if I'm wrong because I'm not an expert on all of these guys. It looks like we should be able to accomplish our task.
I feel good about it. Nick Lee will have to beat likely Austin Gomez and likely Josh Kramer. Kramer is super under the radar, but he has beaten a lot of really good guys in freestyle through his tenure. Mm-hmm. And Austin Gomez is obviously dangerous. Nick Lee pinned Austin Gomez at Worlds. Mm. Nick Lee looks great. Feel great about 65. 57, it really looks like Darian Cruz is going to be our toughest matchup there. And we should match up favorably
it is
there.
It's good that we're not on the same side as RBY because he's still kind of an unknown at 57 kilos.
Yes.
Oh, it's more than good. It's great. It's
yeah.
fantastic. Mm-hmm. He's yeah. dangerous. And Cuba did not send anyone. What is happening?
What's going on with Cuba?
Man, Cuba fell off, bro. They used to be so good, and now I was looking through some of these other brackets, and the other brackets with Americans are really bad. Yeah. How about Anthony Valencia all the way up at 189?
Is he really? I didn't know that.
Yes, he wrestled. He's wrestled 86 kg.
Dang, good for him.
I know, right?
Yeah, get big.
Which means that 74 kilos for Dylan Palacio,
shout out,
might be an shout option out. Now
it's embarrassment. If they let that guy make the Olympics, that's an embarrassment.
Now, Ollie is on the show for the first time since Ben called out Palacio. If you don't know, Ollie and Dylan grew up in the same town. They went to high school together. They're boys.
They're best men.
Ollie, you've been watching Ben call Dylan out for weeks now. Do you want to confront him?
Well, me and Dylan had conversations about this, and Dylan understands that while in this setting, I have to remain professional. But just know, and honestly, I'm going to use some professional courtesy in this moment right now. Ben, if you go to Long Island, just...
You can't guarantee your safety.
No. Not only can I not guarantee your safety, I can guarantee I will be coming after your safety.
No, and I would probably those suggest... Long Island people, they don't want to represent Dylan Palacio.
You can't even say his name right.
Them.
It's Long Palacio. The man's name is Palacio.
Well, actually, if you want to pronounce it the Spanish way, it would be Palacio.
If I want to pronounce it the Long Island way, it's Palacio.
I'm just saying.
He's not but Spanish.
Well,
who?
Dylan.
He's Uruguayan.
Yeah, he is.
Allegedly.
Uruguay is not Spain.
But they speak Spanish.
Oh, okay. But yeah,
do they not speak? Do they speak the language Spanish?
Let's not get into a Spanish language.
I wasn't saying the country Spain. I was saying Spanish as in the language.
I'm like, that's what you
mean. Either way, I would like to let everybody know, Dylan showed me the video. And Ben ran away.
Oh, my God.
And Ben ran away. Oh, my God, I saw the footage.
Ollie.
Ben ran away. And hold up. I see what I know what Ben's doing. He's playing the whole content, like, troll game. He's trying to force Dylan to release the footage.
Oh, my God.
I saw the video. Ben turns down the fade. Ben runs away. And now he's changing the story a bit of, like,
Ollie.
What?
That's not what happened. Dipshit. Says he tweets that muscle for a Bitcoin. So I'll tell the I go find him and I said, all right, well, I'm here. Let's wrestle for this Bitcoin. It's because he has a sign. So his whole thing is he holds a sign up, says wrestle for Bitcoin, and then he gets some jabroni, he doesn't know how to wrestle, and then he tries to slam him on their head like a dipshit.
Ding.
And so he tweets me. So I'm like, okay, I'll go find him. So I find him. I said, hey, I'm here. You got your cameras. Let's wrestle, and then you can give me your Bitcoin because you're not even close to as good as I am, and I'm going to take you down. And then he's like, hey, man, that's, you know, Bitcoin's a lot of money. Yeah, kind of good. Kim and Han, right? And then so eventually I'm like, all right, how about this? We'll give the Bitcoin to charity. That way you don't have to feel good about me taking your Bitcoin. And you can, you know, this could be a great story. You get some great content. You wrestle me. You give it to charity, everyone wins. It's a lot of money. You know, Bitcoin's like $42,000 right now. And then, so then the part he released, I'm like, okay, you're a loser. You're not actually going to do anything. Maybe you won't be a coward next year at Bitcoin 2024. I'll see you later. Yeah. And then that's what he released, like as if I was walking away, like, Dylan, you suck. I'll smash you. I would never walk away if you actually want to wrestle me.
Okay, so I hope all the FRL fans really appreciated and were entertained by Ben's version of the Chael Sonnen carrots and the bus story.
Oh my
but I just want everybody to know, I saw the video.
Ollie, if you keep
Ollie, you better stop.
This is not going to end well for you.
I will smash you.
Look, I'll release the footage, Ben.
Oh my God.
Do it.
I think that's exactly what Ben wants.
Yeah, I think that is what he wants.
That's actually what I want.
That's what he's been calling for.
Yeah.
I mean, all you got to do, listen, do you tell Dylan Palacio, Flo will pay him some money. Flo, how much do you pay this man?
$1.
I'm his agent, and I say $1 billion.
No, I'll pay him what?
One Bitcoin.
April 29, I'll be in Austin, Texas for my last episode, and it would make me nothing more happy to whoop Dylan Palacio's butt on my last episode of FRL.
Yeah.
There
say
you
less.
Go. I'll get
make
your
this
boy
happen.
To show up.
I'll make it happen.
Okay.
I'll make it happen. He and then, but yes, he will.
No, he won't.
All right, he probably won't.
He might be training for the Olympics.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Busy wrestling like some Colombians or Guatemalans.
The thing is, watch he makes the Olympics and then is also a one-time Olympian. Like somebody on the show.
That's funny.
Oh, my Lord.
That would be crazy.
Apparently
it's kind of sad. It's like the Australian that makes the Olympics because they have a qualifier in Oceania.
Yeah,
that's true.
He had to bring up Australia again.
Oh my God.
I think we lost Ben.
Ben is having this weird. He's having a hard time with his internet.
He was getting so jammed up about
and
worried that I would release the real footage.
But we were talking to Kozak.
He's back. Wait, is he back?
I'm back.
Yeah, he's back.
Kozak was saying that 74 kilos at Pan Am's pretty. Dylan has a really good shot, apparently, at becoming an Olympian.
Yeah, because they all suck. This is what I'm telling you guys. None of them are good.
Long Beach, stand up. Here we come.
That will be so funny.
Pretty much any American ranked above the top 15 in the NCAA would have a very good chance of making the Olympics at Pan Am's 74.
Yeah. Oh, so you think Dylan would be top 15 NCAA? He must be pretty good.
Well, just not even close to as good as I am.
Dylan has proved he's top 15 in the NCAA, has he not? I don't think we have to think
he did.
I mean, Ben just thinks he sounds scared of him.
Ben sounds scared. Okay.
All right, Ollie.
Hey, you.
Ollie, I cried when I put my hands on you one time. So you can stop talking.
That is true. Ben is freakishly strong, and I felt so emasculated because I was trying as hard as I could to remove his collar tie, even with my advanced hand fighting techniques. And then Ben said the words of, "Oh, I thought you were strong. Come on, try." And I was trying as hard as I could. And it was embarrassing, but so Ben, please don't attack me. You know what I'm doing.
I might.
You know what I'm
trying
doing.
To instigate me.
Yeah, it's fun.
Dang it. Okay. All right, Tyler. It shows in your hands now.
Are there any other
I don't know what else we got.
Are there any other like college wrestling scenarios we want to go over about conferences before we move on to some questions?
Well, you know, the thing is we have another weekend till conferences. I'm assuming we're gonna do oh my gosh, I almost forgot. I thought about this yesterday, Christian.
What?
I thought, well, I need to hit up Seth Mendoza because once again I am the regular season FRL picks champ. Seth Mendoza, if you listen, I need another one.
We gotta go
Speaking of Seth Mendoza, people in the chat were actually asking because he's gonna commit to college, I think today. Mm-hmm. People want to know if he's going to Mizzou, Ben.
I actually don't know the answer to that. I did see that. I think he's committing on Illinois Mattmen or something. What was that, like 11 a.m.?
I think at 11.
I literally just saw this.
So good try and change the subject off of the FRL picks champion. So you won again this year, huh, Ben? What was the?
Won again.
He hasn't won yet. We have to do conferences.
No, the regular. We have a regular season champion.
Is that true?
I am. In
fact,
the champion.
There's no regular season. It's just the season.
There is a regular season, and it's over, Christian. And you lost.
No. Well, honestly, as last year's champion, he has the right to make the rules.
No. the Kansas City Chiefs aren't like, yeah, you can hold now on offense.
I'm just. It sounds like winner gets.
Let me see, Christian. Look last year. Christian, last year we did not do conferences.
That was an error.
I'm looking. No, it wasn't. That's how we did it.
CP, you don't look good here.
I look great.
Wait.
No,
What's the lead? How far ahead are you?
It's like three or four.
By at least a handful. But last year I won 74, and Christian only had 68 correct picks. I can go find this year's, but we haven't told him up in a while, so it's gonna be a minute if I have to hold him up on the show.
This is bad. Any
are you admitting
let's
defeat?
Save this.
No, absolutely not.
Christian, it is over. You just stop it.
No,
you lost.
It's not over.
It's over.
I said it's not over. It
I don't
sound
accept
like it's
it.
Over.
You don't accept it.
Well, you lost.
I don't accept that. I will not accept defeat.
All right.
What does this mean? What?
Hold on. Real quick. Here's a scenario. Let's move on from this.
Yeah.
A scenario we never talked about. Some people want to know. I'm sure a lot of people is running through their heads. If Carter Strachey doesn't wrestle at Big Tens, does the team race get interesting?
No.
And
there goes that question.
Quick radio.
Want to elaborate?
Yes. They are. They have every team doubled, which means they can lose 25 points and be winning by like 30 or 40 still.
They have every team doubled in the NCAA rankings. But Big Tens are a little different because you have teams that could get guys in the finals that maybe – like it changes things. Yeah. But we did crunch the numbers. They went from being Penn State for Big Tens, basically went from being a 50-point favorite to being a 30-point favorite.
Shout out.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
Here's the crazier part is they have a lot of room to move up in some of those, like 25. They could reasonably move up. Like, Braden Davis could move up from his current ranking. Aaron Nagao could move up. Bernie Truax could move up. And then there's some weights where they feel like just
they could move down potentially also.
Yeah, but of course. It might get interesting if Ben Keeter and Gabe Arnold wrestle.
I don't think either.
That might change things.
I don't think they are.
Well, can we pretend for the sake of the show?
I don't think so.
What needs to happen for that to Team Race to get interesting? Another
Penn State wrestler needs to tear an ACL.
Brooks need to get her. We don't know it's a tear or and it looks an LCL.
Yeah.
I mean, they could not have Brooks and Starace. They would still win.
Still winning without those two guys.
It would get way more juicy. I don't think
it's juicy.
Can,
yeah,
but it would, then
would
it
they
would,
still be your
they
pick
would have
without
to have good
two.
Performances.
It's so
they would no longer have cushion.
There's two things. One, Penn State is obviously their team could be one of the best ever. But there is a real strong lack of a strong second team. And that's what is insulating them even further. Like, not only are they so excellent, the number two team, one, who is it? Two, whoever it is, it's not going to be a super, super elite. It's not going to be like 2018 Ohio State or even some of these Iowa teams we've seen. So that's why they're so insanely insulated. It's like, it's two things happening. It's like they're a juggernaut team, and there's not a number two team because Iowa was gutted by this gambling stuff. That's why they could take these losses. And there's not many teams that have multiple top three type of guys. Yeah, like, obviously, correct. Penn State has several, but like, you look at the other trophy contending teams, like, very few of them have like two finalists.
Go through them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Iowa.
We did this. Remember, we did this with the five All-Americans on Monday.
Yeah, there's not many.
Not many.
Well, there's a lot you could reasonably say they could, but NC State I like a lot. I think they're interesting.
Yeah.
Number two team. I think they have both the Bullets, and then I think they have some high level type of guys. Jackson Arrington has been really good this year after being really good last year. They could use Trumbull. Trumbull would really make them even more interesting this year. But
where would he fit in?
Well,
heavyweight.
Yeah, heavyweight. Or, if Trent went 84, then, Trumbull at 97 is interesting. But regardless, they don't have...
That's just dreamland.
Well, it's not dreamland. This was literally their lineup last year.
But this year, it's dreamland.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to happen.
Well, I did kind of ask for dreamland scenarios on what the other team...
Yeah. Dare to dream.
Sorry, when Ollie talks, I don't listen.
I hear you.
I support that.
Virginia Tech, they've got like Henson, Makai. If Andonian comes back, there's three really high caliber guys. They need Latona to bounce back. They need Flynn to place. But if those things happen, they'd be in the mix. Oklahoma State, they have Dayton and Dustin that can place really highly, but everyone else is going to be wrestling in the round of 12. Whether they win or lose, I don't know. Cornell is kind of an interesting outside the top 10 type of team. I think they are, at least, because Foca, I think everyone knows how good he is, even though he hasn't shown it this year. I feel like he hasn't shown it.
Cornell is ranked number 10 in our rankings.
Okay, so they're ranked 10, but they've got Meyer, they've got Julian, they have Foca,
they just got to have some consistency Vito, there.
I didn't say Vito. They didn't have the guy. He won the world.
Who's that one guy?
Vito. How about that? Yeah,
you still feel like Meyer Shapiro could win a national title this year?
Well, no.
Yes.
I feel like yes, he could.
Ben said yes. You say no?
Well, here's what I say. Here's what I say.
Christian says yes. He's lying.
I say this. I'll say
Christian's trying to protect his heart because he bought so much Meyer stock at the beginning of the year.
I still have it all. I have it all. Here's my thought.
You sold some. I think you sold some as it was going down.
You're literally explaining to us why you sold a little.
I'll show you my portfolio.
You definitely sold some.
He was about to explain his selling situation and then started denying the sell.
I haven't sold. All right. Listen.
Talk me through it.
You did too, Christian.
Find the transaction. It's on the block. It would be on the blockchain.
Find the tape. Find the tape.
The most transparent. The most transparent form of what do you guys call it? What do you cryptos?
Dogecoin.
Hey, mm-hmm. Bitcoin. Don't get me started on big. We're having some great days here. We got a nice 18 months ahead of us. People are finally gonna see the light on why fiat currency is garbage and Bitcoin is the best.
Yeah. So think of Meyer as like 20. When would it have been 20? Bitcoin, you know, on the rise, everything looks
20
good.
Bitcoin.
Okay.
2020.
Okay. 2020. Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you were giving him an exact number of Bitcoin.
And then it went down to like 3,000, you know, but
no,
then
that was earlier. That was years. That was 2018.
No, in 2020, it went down. Really
guys,
low.
We don't have to get to Bitcoin.
No, 2020, in the crash, it went to 5 real quick and then went bounced back up, but whatever.
5.3. Okay. Nitpick. Regardless. I would have said Meyer is the only guy I think that can beat Levi Haynes. He's the only guy with the offense to match it. But I just don't see how he can. I just.
The whole tournament?
Well, it's not just whole tournament.
You don't see how he can. So you sold.
Whole match. I haven't sold. I just am going to take an L when he doesn't win because I didn't sell.
I respect that.
Christian wants the best of both worlds right now. And I don't think that
he
we
did.
Can
he
give him.
He definitely sold
that.
Some.
He's the man. He's the best, but I don't know.
He's the best, but he won't win and be the best at the end of the year, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, did you guys ever get your St. Louis style pizza?
I never got mine.
You know what? We're going to see him. He's coming to Austin on Friday.
He's bringing that bad pizza.
Do you know what Tyler's like? Tyler's like, I invited him to come see Greg mm-hmm. with us on Friday. He's like, yeah. Oh, man, I'm actually going to see a comedy show that night.
What?
I am. I didn't. Yeah, I am.
Wait, who? What other comedian?
He's obviously lying.
Same night.
He's lying, yeah. Ollie.
Who are you going to see, Tyler?
I don't. It's like a hodgepodge of local Austin comics.
He's going to
Greg Warren.
I would. It's my roommate's birthday, so we already bought these tickets for his. It's a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm not the leader of the pack in this instance, Ben.
The only people going to the Greg Warren comedy show are people that Tyler didn't invite to his Halloween party. So,
okay, you're gonna bring that up again?
Yeah, I'm just saying it. You already know where you stand, CP.
Yeah. Wait, aren't you going to the Greg Warren comedy show?
Oh yeah. So one person got invited.
Yeah, I didn't get invited to that.
Okay, let's move on.
Because he thinks, yeah.
Maybe that's why you send him more stuff to do at 6 a.m.
You guys are enjoy him.
I would love to see Greg. He has a show on Saturday that I might try to see anyways.
He's not going.
I just don't want to see it with Chris.
He's a big Mike guy. Mike is no every single time. I've never heard this guy say Mike and do the thing.
And the reason why I know that.
That's because you know what? He's single.
That's true. That's true. And the
he's
reason
single,
why I know
so
that.
He's probably.
I'm not single, actually. I have a girlfriend, Ben. I have a girlfriend.
No, no one. No. What? Mm-hmm. So I outed you on radio? Like that? My bad. Sorry.
He said I outed you on radio like that.
Shout out my lovely girlfriend Haley.
He said he was gonna wear the shirt today, but he lied. He didn't wear it.
Oh, I have it in my backpack.
He just carries the shirt just in case.
It's a shirt with her on. It's all her. She's all over it.
Yeah, it's like one of those situations. It's
whatever, dude.
Yeah.
He said, "Oh,
okay.
Okay. Well, hold on. I got my Joe Bacardi's pizza.
I didn't. I don't know. Great.
And I took it. We had the state tournament last week, and we had all of our AWA managers staying in one place. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to get everyone's opinion on it. I even sent Greg a video, and he didn't even respond because I think, it's better than Emo's significantly, but it's not as good as regular pizza still.
Wow.
So." If you're in St. Louis, go visit Joe Bacardi. He's mm-hmm. way better than Nemo's. But if you want pizza, probably just don't go to St. Louis.
So I have a question. St. Louis pizza is a thing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yes.
And then what is it?
Provol cheese.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's like I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of like a, it's almost like a weird like nacho-y cheese or something
like a whiz, yeah. Like a cheese whiz situation.
Oh, it's weird.
Whiz adjacent.
It's like
whiz adjacent, huh?
Yeah, whiz adjacent. Yeah, it's fair. That's fair.
It's not good. Emo's not good. I will try Joe Bacardi's. Like,
do I have to eat it if I go to the comedy show?
No.
Okay.
No, you're in Austin, not St. Louis, dummy.
That's a good point. I deserve that, dummy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Okay. So this is actually a good question that I want to bring up. It says, trying to make sense of the dual season, Iowa has a convincing win over Oklahoma State. Does that change how we view the recent Oklahoma State wins over Iowa State and Missouri?
Not to
me. Is it fair to say Iowa is improving and or Big Ten is that far ahead of the Big 12? I don't think Big Ten – well, I mean, I don't know.
It's not an indictment on a conference. It doesn't mean anything. All it means to me – I mean, whatever you want it to be, but every team is really close, I think, in these, and dual meets are all about matchups and kind of where you are at that point in time, and it was not Oklahoma State's day, and Iowa looked really good and wrestled really well, and they match up well, and that's the duel we saw. It's not about they saw their first Big Ten meet. Like, Oklahoma State would beat a lot of Big Ten teams. I think they probably – yes. Like, how do they match up against Michigan? Probably decent. How do they match up against Nebraska? Probably decent. Like, they beat NC State. They beat Missouri. Like, those teams are all close to each other and could beat each other.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any – that's the main thing for all these dual meets that we saw. None of them are, like, an encapsulation of anything. There, you can't, like, draw some larger meaning. It's like for those two through whatever 10-ish teams are all kind of, like – in the same category.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, Christian, about that, I think is kind of, and this kind of what we've seen is like when they get hot, certain teams can look great or not that good, and they can kind of go all the way from 2 to 10. Well, the NCAAs is a singular weekend, and and that will be like the final ranking of them, but it will probably still feel like the number 9 team could have been the number 3 team if they would have had a good weekend or if something would have went their way. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how close all these teams are.
I totally agree with that. And like, what I will say though, you know, Iowa improving or not improving throughout the year, it's an individual thing, but Patrick Kennedy has certainly been improving before our eyes this season. And I'll say, I guess Zach Glazier, I don't know if he's been improving so much as just proving himself kind of week in and week out as just a little legit. He out-scrambled Luke Serber, which is – he went into Serber's kitchen, cooked himself a meal. Whew, how about that?
Yeah, I mean, Glazier, we talked about his – I think his record against D1 opponents before this year was something like 7-7 or 8. It was something ridiculous, right? And then all of a sudden he has a really good year, so no one really saw that one coming. I thought he would be like. I remember one of the first pickums with him was him and Julian Broderson from Iowa State. And you guys picked Broderson, and I knew Glazier was at least better than Broderson.
Yeah,
which is not all that great. So I figured he'd be like an 18 through, let's say, 25 guy, something like that. The fact that he's climbed significantly above that is very surprising to me.
Yeah, he's good. And Oklahoma State was due for one of those also, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going, Tyler.
How do you guys physically and mentally prepare for conference and NCAA champion season? What should I be doing to get ready for the most wonderful time of the year?
Well, it kind of depends on your situation because it's a big time dedication because conference weekend, it's an entire weekend and then some. I think some start Friday. So it's like Friday through Sunday. You kind of need – times. Mm-hmm. So you got to work ahead in whatever it is you're doing, whether it's your personal life with your wife, with your kids, with your job, whether it's whatever, you got to find ways to work ahead.
Another thing is you have to put in the preparation to figure out schedules, streaming, where to watch this one, where to watch that one.
Good. Go
have
on.
It mapped out.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor.
Can you guys tell me where I can
hits.
Watch the Big Ten Plus and Big Ten Network?
I mean, I guess.
Christian, you are my... I mean,
just giving other networks plugs here.
Christian just goes to Big Tens every year, so he never worries about that.
I'd just be going.
Yeah. As bougie.
No, it'll be on Big Ten
What
Network.
About Big 12s? Where do I watch those?
Fox.
Usually ESPN Plus.
ESPN?
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
I hate it when they're on Fox.
No, I think it's
I think it's ESPN Plus.
I think I'm super wrong.
I think it's ESPN. That's when we watched it on last year.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's big. Yeah, get everything drawn out. Know where you're going.
Check all your subscriptions. Yes. Make sure they're good, logged in. You don't want like a big match to be.
That's the worst. You're going in for semis or something. The start of a round, and then you're taking
your credit cards in the Dominican Republic, and you
You had to bring them. I brought my credit card home.
Oh wow.
Well, no, that's really just because I forgot my credit card in America. So,
I don't know how you get by.
I find a way.
Yeah, it's an incredible, like, what, you got 3 days of conferences, basically, 3 days of NCAAs. Yeah, you got to work ahead. That's my.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances that Penn State has more NCAA finalists than any other school has All-Americans?
I think a lot. I think
there's a possibility of that.
That's a fun question.
It's a fun one.
An interesting one.
They need Carter, obviously.
If they could have six finalists and the next team has five All-Americans, that would do it.
So it's Bo, Levi.
That's how numbers work.
Yeah, I like how you explain numbers. Wait,
one more time. This guy was a econ major at Michigan. So they teach you all kinds of tricks like that.
Checks out. Six is more than five.
Yeah. What if they get seven and another team gets like six? Would it change?
Well, then they would still,
do it.
They would still do it.
All right. I think
that was Daniel Rolf on Twitter, by the way.
I do think there will be a team that gets five All-Americans outside of Penn State.
Oh yeah, that's actually. I mean, five is not really that abnormal. We just kind of have this weird season where everyone's kind of equally balanced, and there's not a strong number two, which I'm sure we've brought up five times this show. Yeah. I think we bet on Christian. I thought we bet over under.
Yeah.
The other day on the amount of teams that get five All-Americans, and I think we both agreed that there'd be about four of them, including Penn State.
I don't think any. Not including Penn State. Do you see any of them getting six All-Americans? Like this, I feel like over five is like the possible. Really hard to do.
Six.
I think six is hard.
It's really tough.
It's so hard. I feel like five is like the best. There's like the record for a lot of teams is five All-Americans.
If you get five solid All-Americans, that usually puts you like top five or six. And then obviously it depends on like where they place and that type of thing.
Like I'm just thinking about 2020. Obviously, I was really paying attention to the team race in 2022, and Michigan took second with five All-Americans, and they were like very solid.
But they were kind of high placing All-Americans.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
It's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty.
So, is that going to happen? Will Penn State have more finalists?
I'll say no.
Okay.
Finalists, though, not champions. Ooh.
Yeah, that was the question was Rick. Finalists.
The question was finalists.
I'll say they will.
You think you would put money on it?
I'll say
someone will tie them.
I would not bet that.
So it'll be a tie. They will not have more, and someone team won't have. So I don't think anyone else will get the seven All-Americans. So I think it could either be 6-6 or 5-5, and they tie.
Okay.
Do y'all get random like texts from people that are like just spam texts that are like trying to? All right. Well, I'll just read this one. Let me just read it, and you can tell me if you get texts like this. 9:35 a.m. Hello, are you a horse riding instructor?
That's actually
fishing
technique. Yeah, they're gonna try to steal money from you.
All right,
don't reply.
I'll just send him my credit card information.
I don't get that. I have this one guy, Christian, he won't stop texting me about refereeing stuff, I'm just ignoring him, and he thinks we suck. And we're too critical of the referees or something.
Oh.
And he won't stop telling me how the Braden Davis and Brandon McCrone call was Vinny Kilkeary call was the correct call.
Well, the literal head of the officials said it was wrong. So
I report junk. You know, you have the chance to report junk. So I report him as junk. So hopefully that negatively affects him or something.
Wow.
And maybe he hears you calling him drunk right now, and then he'll stop texting.
Yeah.
I hope so. That would be great.
All right, Tyler, keep us moving.
Ben, I wanted to just give you an opportunity to maybe shout out some of your AWA guys from the Wisconsin State Tournament. You had quite a class graduate this year.
Yeah, I feel like it's always unfair when I can't. There's no way I can name them all. But, we had a really good senior class. Connor Marisola won his fourth title. Aiden and Cole won their third titles. Charlie won his second. Those are probably are. I feel like I might be forgetting someone. I think
those
are our best seniors.
How many state champs did you have?
We had one Illinois and 23 Wisconsin.
Holy crap! That's a lot of state champs,
yeah.
Huh?
So, wild. Yeah.
Right on.
How many divisions well. In Wisconsin?
Three division. Well, one girls division, three boys divisions.
Sheesh. You're pretty good at coaching, huh?
He's not bad.
Doing all right. Doing all right.
So on topic of that, a question from Weston Barrel. They said, when are you going to bring up Mitchell winning NCAAs? You do remember him winning 74 kg U20 Worlds, right? You also remember what that meant for Mark, Makai, David, and Keegan. And I'm just laughing because he said Keegan in that tweet. And like as if he forgets that Keegan and Mitchell are not in the same weight or are in the same weight.
We've been talking about it.
No,
yeah, we have.
Yeah.
He's kind of ignoring us, isn't he?
Yeah, sounds like he doesn't listen to the show. Sounds like a casual. Sounds like Ollie submitted that.
Yeah, sounds like. All right, that was me, guys. You caught me.
He can win. I think, man, I feel like the Hamity match is like maybe my most anticipated match of conferences. I think that's going to be a crazy
one. It should be a fun one.
It's going to be crazy.
Speaking of like casuals, someone said that Ollie thinks that takedowns are still worth 2 points earlier, and I meant to bring that up.
That's really funny.
They're not? All right, I still yell two though when a takedown gets scored.
I do that still too on accident two. Sometimes.
Three doesn't flow as well.
I don't yell two. I just say that's two, and then I'm like, oh no, that's three. Whatever.
I do the two. I like doing it.
Okay. Who will have a better who will have a better career, Ryan Crookham or Mitchell Messenbrink? Asked Slink on Twitter.
Mm. Well, I'm biased, obviously, so I'm gonna say Mitchell. But
are we talking about engineering career or are we talking wrestling? Because Ryan goes to Lehigh.
Answer both.
Edge engineering for Ryan Crookham.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mitchell.
Wrestling for Mitchell?
Well, I didn't say that. I don't know. I would think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I would probably say Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say Mitchell.
What do we think of Ryan Crookham? Are we going to see Ryan Crookham versus Vito finals at conferences?
Lord willing.
We should talk about that. What's your guys' prediction?
Man, I... We have not seen a ton of Vito this year. We haven't seen him super active in the last month or so. That's definitely concerning. I think you have to consider Ryan. I would probably say it's a coin flip type of match right now, just based on we haven't seen Vito take that loss and then just completely turn around and just go Terminator mode since then. He was really tested by Cade Moore. I think it's 50-50 in my mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
So who do you pick?
We'll do picks next week.
I was kind of part of that.
I don't know. I think Crickham might get it done again, but I'd probably, gun to my head, I'm going to have a hard time picking Vito.
That's what I was going to say. I agree with what you're saying, but I think that if it was everybody, you have to make a pick. I feel like most people.
I'm picking Vito.
Yeah. I was going to say, everybody's going to pick Vito, right?
Here's my... What my like opinion was after watching that match the first time. I haven't gone back and rewatched it, but it felt like Vito was used to transitioning finishes from freestyle. Like that's what he was drilling for so long. And now you have Ryan Crookham who's going to his back to avoid takedowns over and over again. And it felt like maybe that's an adjustment that Vito will make. But you're right. He did have like a 10-9 match with Moore. So
it was close. Mm-hmm.
I think it's also one of those where I want to say Vito might have taken it lightly, but you know, maybe it wasn't as prepared and thought, hey, it's a freshman, I'm gonna go smash him, and didn't realize how tough he was gonna be. Like, yeah. I could see that too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which conference do you think has the best floor?
What do you mean?
Like, I think they're asking who has, like, the best worst guys.
The best worst.
Which conference?
Yeah, that's pretty much. That's a good way to say it.
Man, every conference at the bottom's pretty weak.
The full question was...
ACC, probably. Although...
Mix is the smallest?
I don't want to say that because... But I don't... And I don't want to say why.
The full... Because
you don't want to implicate Duke?
Yeah.
The full question...
I got it, Ben.
that's what you got me for, to do the dirty work.
That's right.
The
I had to take advantage of it this last 2 months.
The full question was, obviously Big Ten leads the conferences in having the best top schools, but if you divide the conferences into good, better, best, who has the best middle range?
Probably still the Big Ten or Big 12. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, I agree. In relation, okay, this person is basically asking, how can I convince my youth parents and coaches that weight cutting is not healthy or productive, especially at youth levels? I think that's a good question.
Bro, that's hard. That's so hard. I mean, it's hard. It takes time.
Ben, actually, can you, when you were in town, when we walked, we were walking back from getting lunch, you were saying, can you give your logic for what you were explaining to us that one time?
Well, I think we were talking about Caleb, and I think weight cutting creates short-term success, of course, right? It's a short-term positive. And so people they don't understand, well, hey, I'm looking 5 years down the road, and how is this going to negatively impact him? Because weight cutting just sucks. It doesn't matter who you are. And so if the kid's weight cutting constantly, they're gonna hate the sport of wrestling. And so, you know, what I said there was, I think there's this correlation that happened where the toughest guys, especially when wrestling is, I don't want to say low technical skill, but, you know, if you look, say, 60 years ago, it has a lot to do who the toughest person was, not who had the most technical skill. And so the toughest person will win the most wrestling matches, and the toughest person will also be able to cut the most weight. And therefore, there's a correlation between the two, even though one does not cause the other. So if Billy's cutting the most weight and because he's the toughest, Billy's also probably doing the most winning because he's the toughest. And then so other people then they see causation. Well, Billy's winning because he's cutting the most weight, not winning because he's the toughest. And therefore, there's this positive viewpoint of weight cutting when it's probably not actually the case. You know, we brought up someone like Trent Hydeley today. And if you look at college wrestling, way more people have more success going up in weight classes rather than going down.
Yeah. Yeah. I got an argument with someone.
What are you looking at me for?
Because it was you. Yeah, this argument last week, I was like, we were talking about a ranking and someone that moved up and like them being ranked high, even though they hadn't done at the weight.
Hold on. Let me play out this scenario. I won't even say the names because I don't remember them. But Christian basically was defending to me, Ben, that there was a returning guy who took fifth place at 141, and Christian ranked ahead of him the guy who took sixth place that same year at 133.
Yeah, different weight, much better weight class.
Yeah, different. Without knowing more information, it's hard to say the answer to that because, if 133 was super tough and 141 wasn't, then...
This guy had, like, multiple non-All-American losses in his season. Other guy only lost...
And honestly, if someone would say, well, he's bigger, so that's an advantage, I would say, no way. Like, there's no advantage there.
No advantage.
Like, if they're both 141 now, that they're both 141 now. Like, there's not an advantage one over the other.
But when it comes to preseason rankings, though.
Who cares? You're going. It's all about the wins and the losses.
Okay, but this guy had no wins or losses at 141. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
it sounds like you thought that was
without being
different.
Very specific about who it is. It's hard to get into the wins and losses last year. Hey, Dave Packy asked me a question. I clicked over on YouTube. It says, so you're saying wrestlers today are less tough than back in the day? No, Dave, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is toughness is less relevant in winning or losing wrestling today because there's significantly more technical skill. Go watch a dual meet in 2024 and then rewind and go find some 1980s and 1980s film on YouTube, and you'll see the pace of wrestling, the way it moves, the technicality of it is so different. And so back in the day, like just how hard you could push for 7 minutes was a really, really high factor in how much you were going to win. And now that's just not the case. If you don't have really, really high technical proficiency, you're not going to have a lot of success.
Yeah. So I guess the question is how have you worked to instill or work to drive that down to the parents, like the, you know, talking them out of having their kids cut weight?
Well, I mean, like non-AWA people in Wisconsin, like I think there's some other clubs and I still see them cutting a lot of weight, and it's just like, and you can see, I would say, I don't want to cite specific names and circumstances, but you can see how counterproductive it is. Because the high school season is 20 matches or, 20 weigh-ins or maybe a few more than that. It's so many weigh-ins to be cutting weight, and it's so negatively impacting you if you're just constantly cutting weight over the course of a 4-month window. So I don't know. We just made the point that it's not helpful. And a few of our initial people trusted us. And then everyone started having the same amount of success. And boom, it was, I don't know, it just took off and people trust us within our club. And, we still have guys cut weight for, say, Super 32 or Fargo or UWW cadets and juniors, like those type of things. But even UWW cadets and juniors is hard now because you have the double morning of weigh-in. So you got to be smart. Like, you can't cut too much weight. If you cut too much weight, you're going to wrestle like crap.
Yeah.
So, and, so you really got to be like, hey, like a Kellen Wolbert, for example, he just wrestled 132 at state, but it wasn't super easy. And so we're looking, okay, you got 132, you got 143, 135 was getting to be a little bit difficult for you at the state tournament. Now, if you have to make 132 on both mornings and competing against guys who are really good at a national level, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. So it might be better off for us just to try to get you bigger and just compete as well as you can, even though you might be a little more undersized.
Also, the cadet angle, and this has happened, those kids are growing.
If you make the team
yeah. in April, and then you have sometimes Worlds are in August.
4 months, yeah.
August, September. So it can be, you'll be literally be bigger at that point. So that makes it challenging as well.
Next question is a visual one. Let's pull up the image. This is apparently Ollie has a cooking channel. He never plugs.
Oh wow!
Is this true, Ollie?
Who is this? Yeah. Why don't you share? Or
don't you ever talk about this?
Look behind you.
Oh, yeah. You guys don't know I'm Mr. Make It Happen. Yeah. No, I like to keep my businesses a little bit separate. Right. Working on different stuff. That's a great picture of me, though. The picture on the left. That's actually Ben. Me and you were hanging out that day. That was at a journey.
Why haven't you ever cooked this food, Ollie?
Yeah.
Well, don't invite me. I tried to come over, sleep at your house over the weekend, and make you breakfast, dinner, lunch, what? The whole deal, and you won't let me come to your house. I've asked to come multiple times.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I haven't cooked for you. But either way, okay. Yeah, that's a handsome cooking guy. Good looking guy.
You can say that. Most handsome podcast in wrestling. It's not many things.
I asked
because of me and Tyler.
I asked the chat if they have any last questions, and Keith Gother wants to know if Little Rock is winning the Pac-12.
They damn well might.
They might.
They might.
I would say
Arizona
yes,
State's but... starting to round into form a little bit, so that may make it more challenging. But
How long has Little Rock been around now?
Not long.
4 years.
Founded in the late 1800s, I believe.
Well, sorry, they're wrestling. The wrestling program.
Like 4 years.
How impressive would it be to have a program run for 4 years, win their conference?
Insanely impressive. It's in Arkansas.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible.
And then last question: how does CP feel about officially knowing less about picking wrestling match winners than Ben?
I don't know I don't know that.
Did Ben ask that question?
3 years running. Three-time champion.
The username who asked that question is not Ben Askren, so I don't know if...
sounds like it's Ben.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's what Ben would say.
It sounds like Ben. I concede nothing.
3 years in a row.
CP, it's going to be a...
Is it actually 3 years in a row?
No.
Yes, 3 years in a row.
Hey, I wanted to think... Hey.
Although, JD's last for 3 years in a row, so you need him to be here so you can bully him.
No. I don't care about anything but winning. To be honest, being JD is no consolation.
You're the best loser.
I wanted to think. Shut up. I want to thank the Hawkeye Wrestling Club. They sent us dice.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's see. Show me.
Challenge dice.
So anytime I want to challenge Christian, I can just get the wide shot on Christian.
Wide shot on Christian?
Is there numbers on there? I don't see anything on that dice.
I can just throw that block.
That's actually a good gimmick.
But you know what? That's not going to be a problem for me because I think we discussed this on the show. Tyler really can't throw.
Oh, I just hit you in the face.
You can't throw hard. We've talked about it.
You want me to do it right now?
Don't.
Glasses.
I'll break your glasses.
Smoke him. Knock those glasses off.
This arm is in my way.
See? What did I tell you? It's always an excuse.
I don't want to.
If you were a real dodgeball athlete, you could jump and just smoke
He's
him.
Not. Ooh, he is not good at dodgeball. He is a better athlete than me. Oh, man.
Oh, smoke the mic. I knew you shouldn't have done it.
I tell you. What I tell you? He's
Someone
terrible.
Get that on CP slow motion replay.
Bro, listen, here's the thing.
I'm annoyed I missed it.
And here's the thing. Like, okay, so when we play dodgeball, it's like me and Zavi, Caleb's partner, versus Caleb and Tyler. It's like a lot of the times I don't get
it's Tyler 10 out. O'clock.
It's the 10-year-old Zavi that gets him out. I don't know. I sometimes do.
And that's our show this week.
Oh, wow. You don't get to do that. You're not the guy that
I
the
think he's in charge now. He does
think I just took the oh, they're playing the music.
Nikki! Nikki, you know better.
Everybody, do it. Do it on the way
Nikki's
out.
Playing the music.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, everybody? I'm Christian Piles.
Oh, it's a mutiny.
This is terrible. What am I going to do without Ben? I'm going to have to blow it up.
Arch nemesis.
All right, guys, listen up. Here's the deal. I had some other things to say, but...
You don't get
Pan Ams are happening. We got the ladies trying to get it qualified today. Mm-hmm. We got men's freestyle on Friday. The music stopped. See? Nikki listened. Or it might still be playing. I don't know. Ben's gone. Look at Ben. Dock him 1 minute. So make sure you're tuning in.
It's actually 10:01, so.
10:01. All right, mm-hmm. Fine. Good job, Ben. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be back Monday. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend, you guys. Goodbye.
Love you.
Yeah.